Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, February 26, 2020. Fight for your freedom. It's Ash Wednesday. That's what that is. It's not that I didn't wash up, I did, but Ash Wednesday. From dust we are, to dust we shall return. Interesting. Okay, the debate last night, I call it the Jerry Springer debate. So Jerry should have been a moderator, as the five CBS people kind of lost control early, never really regained any mojo. The candidates are up there flailing around. I didn't learn very much. As I said, my message of the day, they try to get Bernie, but that's not how you get Bernie. I mean, I'll tell you how you get Bernie in a little while, because Bloomberg will get Bernie. It's coming, and it's coming hard. The latest poll out of South Carolina, remember the vote is on Saturday. And this is from East Carolina University. Big sample, 1,142 likely South Carolinian voters. Big sample, okay? All Democrats, because they're polling a Democratic primary. Biden, 31. Sanders, 23. Steyer, 20. Warren, 8. Buttigieg, 6. Klobuchar, 2. Tulsi Gabbard, 2. Wasn't even on the stage. This was before the debate last night. I don't think the debate did anything to maybe, I think it's probably, this is what's probably going to happen. Buttigieg might do a little bit better. Steyer took out all kinds of ads in South Carolina. But if Joe Biden does get above 30%, he gets back in the race for Super Tuesday. But I'll get to Biden in a moment. It's almost inconceivable a man could get the nomination at this point. He can't even articulate anything. In fact, point of fact, the fact is, here's the deal. It's like somebody said on the radio today, it's like a senior citizen center with everybody's yelling at each other. I don't know if that's fair, but let's run it down. As I said, the debate got out of control very quickly. Go.
Mr. Steyer.
I think we're talking about
Matt. We'll get to you, Mr. Sanders.
Let's talk about it.
Can I say something? Look, first of all,
let me go.
Tom, I think she was talking about my plan, not yours.
I think we were talking about math, and it doesn't take 2 hours to do the math. Because let's talk about what it adds up to.
Let's talk about math.
Let's talk about math indeed. Okay, so here's the math. No, here's the math.
Can I respond to the attack?
Doing nothing is...
Senior Citizen Center. Buttigieg visiting? all right. Now, the second soundbite, let me set this up. So two days ago, Joe Biden was campaigning in South Carolina. He said he was running for the U.S. Senate. A lot of right-wing commentators and Republicans, conservatives got on him. Anybody can make that mistake. All right, Biden's in the Senate a long time. I've said things. I've misspoken. It can happen. But last night, Biden said something that wasn't a mistake, a verbal mistake. And I don't know what the heck it was. Go.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on.
That's insane. 150 million people died from guns? Since 2007, the number, according to the CDC, is about 400,000. And that includes suicides, accidents, everything. All right, this is from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. That's the number of all gun deaths in the USA. 150 million people. There were less than 100 people killed in World War II in both theaters. So who says that? What kind of a guy says that? It's a guy who has no control over his thought process. Now, I don't want to be uncharitable. I don't. And I, as you know, predicted Biden would get the nomination 6 months ago. But who on earth could vote for Joe Biden when he has no control over what he says? You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here. inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
All right, first of all, Steyer and Amy Klobuchar. Amy Klobuchar deserves consideration for the second, the VP in any Democratic process. She is articulate. I wouldn't say she's moderate. She's a liberal woman. But she's conducted herself fairly well. Steyer, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know. I mean, he's not going anywhere. He may do okay in South Carolina, but that's the end. Then we have, in our list of candidates, Mayor Pete. So Mayor Pete, again, last night, sounds good. Makes some points, but never really says what he would do if he were president. And we've run him down. We've listened to his sound bites. He never says anything. Now, what we can ascertain is, open-border guy. He wants to give illegal aliens, all of them, amnesty. He's very far left progressive, but he doesn't really say anything. And he, plus, he looks too young, and he's not going to go anywhere. Elizabeth Warren is so unpleasant that her personality alone will mean she's not going to go any further than Super Tuesday. Joe Biden, I'm shocked. I have to tell you, I have never seen a worse performance by a presidential candidate in my entire life. Never. That leaves Bloomberg and Sanders. Now, Bloomberg, as I said yesterday, is the biggest threat to Donald Trump because he's going to bring in billions with a B, and he's going to run ads all day long. The first set of ads after Super Tuesday are going to be at Sanders, all right, to destroy Sanders. But then he'll turn on Trump. And Bloomberg doesn't believe in any of this progressive stuff with two exceptions. Bloomberg would take all guns away. He would ban them all. And he believes in climate change legislation, the Green New Deal. But other than that, Bloomberg is in a, he's a earn your own way kind of guy. He'll never say that because he's in the Democratic Party. But I know Bloomberg. He doesn't have a lot of sympathy for people who want free stuff from government. He wants them to earn their way. But anyway, again, that'll be masked. But Bloomberg is the biggest threat to Trump. And then finally, the front runner, Bernie Sanders, who will do well on Super Tuesday, I think. California is friendly to him. Some other states, he'll get clocked in the South, but he'll do all right. He'll be around. But he's so far out there, so dangerous to anybody who have assets, anybody. 401ks, retirements, we've gone over this. I just can't see it. So I did the map. 14 states, that's all he has the potential of winning. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Okay, so I am in a conundrum. All right, second word of the day, conundrum. Imperious was the first. A lot of places want me to come between now and Election Day to do the Who Wants to Be President tour. It's a show that I do by myself. The first one is June 12th in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at the historic Embassy Theater. I chose Fort Wayne because I haven't been to the Midwest in a while. Been south, been to New England, been to California, been to Arizona, haven't been to the Midwest. And we have a crack affiliated station for our radio broadcast, WOWO, W-O-W-O, Legacy Station. They're helping us with the show. Again, June 12th, perfect Father's Day gift. So if you're anywhere in the area of Fort Wayne, not hard to get to, or you want to travel and just see what the Midwest is all about, that's a great place to go. And so you take a couple of days, you bring Dad, happy Father's Day, get a nice steak out there, or maybe Dad's a vegan, probably not. The show is about 2 hours. I bloviate for about 40 up top, and then we do Q&A, all right? You guys write your questions on cards, whatever. It's a fun show. You'll love it. Dad, best Father's Day gift. So it's going to be Fort Wayne. I'm going to do Long Island. We're going to go back to the Huntington Paramount Theater because I know those guys. They're friends of mine. Last time was a blast. It was so much fun. We're going to We're going to replicate that. See, I'm Joe Biden now. I'm going to replicate that. Now, I'm looking at some other places. I know we're trying to get down to North Carolina, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to travel because I have so much to do on a daily basis, but I'm trying to get as many places as I can. So it's the Who Wants to Be President tour starring O'Reilly, but check us out in Fort Wayne if you can. That's the first one, and we're going to have a great time. We'll see you tomorrow.